Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sky Gold and Diamonds Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parth Patel from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Parth.
Thank you. On behalf of MUFG Intime, I welcome you all to Sky Gold and Diamonds Limited Q3 and 9 months FY26 earnings conference call. On the management side, we have Mr. Mangesh Chauhan, Managing Director, Mr. Siddharth Sipani, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Akash Agrawal, President, Sales and Business Development. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck that we have uploaded on exchange and the company's website. I would like to mention a short disclaimer before we begin the call. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, now I hand over the call to Mr. Mangesh Chauhan. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Mangesh Chauhan here, Managing Director of Sky Gold and Diamonds. First, I want to thank my team. They delivered a strong performance despite a tough market. I will assume you have reviewed our latest results and presentation. Sky Gold's journey has unfolded in three phases. In the beginning, our goal was to build a basic product portfolio and establish credibility by securing our first corporate client. We anticipated the shift from unorganized to organized retail very early, and that paid off. Similar shift is happening in jewelry manufacturing. Jewelry manufacturing is getting more organized. With IPO proceeds and internal cash generation, we were able to penetrate multiple clients and lease a large facility in Navi Mumbai. Once we raised preferential capital, we had guided our revenue, PAT, and ROCE of rupees 5,000 crore, 3.5%, and 25% respectively by FY27. Since then, we have increased our guidance multiple times. We would be exceeding even our recent guidance also. In the third phase, Sky Gold's strategic focus shift to internal cash generation, top-line growth, including volume expansion, remains central. But we are equally committed to disciplined growth and robust cash flow, free cash flow generation. The first two phases were fueled by the mix of internal and external capital. Sky Gold 3.0, however, will be driven entirely by internal generated capital. Our guidance called for a 30% to 35% CAGR in revenue alongside strong cash flow generation. By 2030, we expect to deliver INR 945 crore PAT and achieve a net debt-free position. The revenue growth will be capped at 30%-35% since we would like to be net debt-free by FY30. There are not many businesses in India which can grow revenue at 30%-35% CAGR and convert 20%-35% of PAT to OCF. This also underscored the lean growth engine we have built. Considering the large addressable opportunity, we can easily grow at twice the pace, but we would not be in a position to generate operating cash flows. The dual commitment to growth and cash generation discipline underscores our ability to scale while creating long-term shareholder value. When it comes to the jewelry industry, corporate governance is always a question mark. We would like to follow highest corporate governance. From 1st April 2026, global audit firm will be put in place. Kudos to Siddharth for leading this change. As promoter, we have agreed for zero salary compensation model from FY27. We will follow dividend only compensation. Promoters would draw compensation exclusively through dividends, ensuring their rewards rise only when shareholder benefits. This structure fully aligns promoter with minority, aligns promoter with minority shareholders, as payout depends on shared ownership outcomes. Dividend would be distributed strictly from operating cash flows, reinforcing financial discipline and long-term value creations. There are three main pillars in the company: creativity, technology, and manufacturing excellence. Now let me request our President Sales Business Development Akash Talesha to explain our efforts in the merchandising space. Over to Akash.
Thank you, Mangesh bhai. Hi, this is Akash Talesha, President Sales and Business Development at Sky Gold and Diamonds. I come with more than 23 years of experience in jewelry industry. With the past experience of working with domestic and export market, with all the jewelry categories like gold, diamond, lab-grown, silver. When I joined Sky Gold and Diamond, my first goal was to find the USPs and build on the company's existing strengths. Sky Gold is especially strong in making lightweight casted jewelry. We are a young company with modern 3D technology, laser cutting, stamping, that helps us produce high quality, lightweight design efficiently. At that time, gold prices were rising fast and gold was becoming expensive, and the customer preferred lightweight jewelry. This trend worked in our favor, and Sky Gold was in the right position to meet this demand. The company also had access to growth capital, which helped us focus onto the right product categories and grow quickly in the market. This created a perfect ecosystem to make it as a one-stop shop for all the jewelry requirements. In the jewelry manufacturing, labor, raw material, machine are important, but co-creation and merchandising skill makes the real difference. Designing plain gold jewelry is very different from designing diamond jewelry, and both need special expertise. Over the last 3 years, we doubled our merchandising and design team to around 150 people and built strength in many categories. We have now more than 25 different jewelry projects. We also started a diamond design studio in Andheri near to Seeps to use the local talent available there. Another important initiative we took was co-creating with the retailers. We work closely with the retailers to design products that match market trend. Our team studied their current portfolio and competitors, then prepare sketches, prototypes, samples as our proposal before they approve for the mass production. We measure success by how many designs get selected by the retailers. This database approach has given us one of the best selection rates in the industry and has helped us reduce the unsold inventory as well. Our teams are constantly co-creating with the retailers like Malabar, GRT, PNG, Carrot Lane, Joy Lucas, Reliance, Aditya Birla, Kalyan, and many more. Sometimes we create new well-studied themes on our own and invite the retailers to choose from them. This creates a healthy competition and helps us understand what market really wants. It also changes our relationship with the retailer from just buying to selling, right from buying to selling to a true partnership. And generally, whatever is co-created has a better strike rate and sales. We also have made a custom cell in the organization, probably one of the biggest in India, as many end customers show photos and designs they want, and the retailer asks us to make them. Though the volume is small, but this strengthens the bond between the retailers and the customer, which ultimately benefits us. One of the major achievements was onboarding Damas, which is one of the biggest retail chain in the GCC, in just 3 months. Their customer is mainly buying 21 carat jewelry, which is very different from the Indian market in terms of design and workmanship. Our team studied their need carefully and created a special product range for them after studying the market. This shows how flexible and strong our merchandising team is. Sky Gold has recently received many merchandising awards, including the one from Carrot Lane and Aditya Birla. De Beers selected us as an exclusive partner for a couple of their campaign, which is My First Diamond and the Bestie Bracelets. Only 4 or 5 companies were chosen out of the 45 applicants. We have also partnered with World Gold Council, and our product were highlighted in the TV commercials and the ad campaigns, which further proves our leadership in innovation. Our product range has gone a lot through in-house effort and acquisition. Value-added products now contributes more than 50% of the revenue compared to just 4 to 5% 3 years ago. There are categories like 9 carat, 14 carat, 18 carat, rose gold jewelry are growing well. Even in the basic products like chains, we have added an extra value to improve the margins. To improve the customer experience, we created a focused CRM team for better sales support. We also launched a digital app where customer can see our design bank in all the categories and place orders directly from the app. Around 7 to 8% of the orders already are coming through the app, and this will increase further in the upcoming months. Our sales team is also responsible for margins and collection to ensure healthy cash flow. Another step forward was creating a dealership network. Our next growth area is reaching to the smaller retailers through the distributors and dealers. We are in process of building region-wide dealership network. Also, as South India is one of our key focus area, we opened a sales office in Thrissur to have a better grip on the South India. Further ahead, we wanted to increase our footprint in exports as well. So we opened an office in Dubai Gold Souk, the center of gold global trade. We hired an experienced professional team who has sold near about 200 kgs per month earlier with their past experience. This is a very important step for our international growth. Talking about manufacturing strength, I would like to thank Mahendra Bhai for improving the factory's efficiency, controlling gold loss. Our delivery time is 30 to 40% faster than many competitors. The shift to direct casting, 3D printing, laser, hollow, stamping, and other latest techniques and R&D has improved the finish and made our jewelry 20 to 30% lighter. Once again, thank you so much. Over to Mangesh Bhai.
Thanks, Akash. शायद आपने मोरनी ज्वेलरी कलेक्शन का जिक्र करना भूल गए. निवेशकों ने हमारी प्रेजेंटेशन में ताजीर, जेन्ना, आसमा और दूसरे ब्रांड देखे होंगे. भले ही ये ब्रांड आम ग्राहक में ज्यादा मशहूर ना हो, लेकिन हमारे क्लाइंट्स के बीच इनकी अच्छी पहचान है. उदाहरण के तौर पर मोरनी मोर से इंस्पायर्ड एक कलेक्शन है जो कई कैटेगरी में उपलब्ध है और इस समय काफी अच्छा बिक रहा है. Apart from Akash, we are fortunate to have another silent achiever, Tiru. Tiru brings over 3 decades of jewelry manufacturing expertise, including a decade at Titan in product development and a long tenure at India's largest jewelry manufacturer, implementing ERP systems. Since joining Sky Gold, he has reduced gold losses from 1.5% to 0.5%. And continues to drive further improvements. Siddharth leads our finance team with dedication and focus. Tiru is leading ERP implementation across the organization. Tiru has already digitized the backend, monitoring productivity, order flow, and gold loss, while rolling out ERP at the front end is expected to be over in next 6 months. As first generation entrepreneurs, Darshan Bhai, Mahendra Bhai and I have worked tirelessly to build this organization. We are proud of our achievements, yet recognize that our processes are still evolving. To strengthen and scale, we are bringing in external talent from leading organizations to help us implement world-class systems. Investor will appreciate the transformation as the company becomes fully digitalized. Benefits will be seen across multiple fronts. Implementation of the Jewelry ERP system is not a simple task. Siddharth has been instrumental in shaping our vision 2030 or SkyGold 3.0. The leading finance team is in a fast pace, working capital intensive business is not so easy task. Yet he has exceeded expectations. For the first time, we have gone down to the level of sales type, geography and product level, an exercise never attempted before. Special thanks to our finance team for making this possible. When we charted our 3-year strategy, our agenda was clear: drive growth while generating cash flow. I repeat, growth will not be compromised. In the next phase, our focus shift to revenue growth rather than volume growth, since gold prices remain beyond our control. On the contrary, if gold prices falls, the entire jewelry market expands. And as a relatively small player, this works to our advantage. At 30-35% revenue growth, we will position to generate sufficient PAT as cash flow, enabling us to deleverage our balance sheet and achieve a net debt free status by 2030. My finance mentor, Siddharth, will take you through our vision.
Thanks, Mangesh bhai. Before we walk you through Vision 2030, let me address a common question about the impact of gold prices on our business. We are fully back-to-back hedged, so price movements do not directly benefit us. However, when gold prices rise sharply, end demand tends to soften, and unorganized manufacturers struggle with the additional working capital requirement. In these periods, we gain an indirect advantage. Capital is not a constraint for an organized player like us. Another common question is on the gross margin expansion. In the current year to date, our consolidated gross margin stood at 8.27% versus 5.97% in FY24. Means an increase of 230 bips. This has been mainly on account of impact of gold reduction by 100 bips. Increase in advanced gold business leading to improvement in gross margin by close to 60 bips. And balance is on account of value added products like 18 carat jewelry, 9 carat jewelry, diamond studded jewelry, and various other co-creation designs. To summarize, our gross margin improvement has been mainly on account of gold loss reduction, increase in advanced gold business, increase in 18 carat studded jewelry business having better margin. Our revenue growth will be driven by 3 key levers: increasing share within existing corporate clients, expanding reach through distributor markets, and scaling exports. Strengthening our merchandising capabilities is central to this journey. We aspire to be a global leader in jewelry manufacturing. To achieve this, we must further build our merchandising team. In his previous role, Akash worked with leading clients such as Signet, Costco, Walmart, Macy's, and others, bringing valuable experience to our efforts. We are such a tiny player in the market that reaching 18,000 to 19,000 crore is not expected to be a challenge. We would like to pick the right battles so that we don't compromise on the gross margins and working capitals. Our margins are supported by 3 key levers: advanced gold, a growing share of value-added products, and improved manufacturing efficiency. In the advanced gold segment, job work is booked directly in top line with limited costs, which optically results in higher margins. Margin gains from value-added products and efficiency improvements are straightforward, while an additional benefit will come from financial deleveraging. As cash flow strengthens and debt is repaid, interest cost currently at close to 1.2% of sales will reduce to virtually zero. Even though we are optimistic about our PAT margin expansion, we are also cognizant of the opportunities present. Now, let me explain the levers available for working capital reduction. First, advanced gold carry no capital employed. Secondly, export and distributor segments also operate on spot payments or receivable under 10 days. As these categories expand, working capital intensity will decline further, enhancing efficiency and resilience across the business. Directionally, we expect our working capital cycle to drop below 60 days. To summarize, we are looking at revenue of 18,000 to 19,000 crores, PAT of 5.2 crore plus, OCF to EBITDA of close to 20%, and achieving net debt free position by 2030. Also, promoters will take salary through dividends starting 2027. Further, our accounts will be audited by global audit firm effective first quarter of upcoming financial year. Now, I request the moderator to open the floor for any Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Deep Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So basically two questions. First is on the demand side. So if I see the festive this time was good, volumes were healthy despite higher gold prices. But after the quarter, there were some zigzag moves in the gold prices. Just wanted to check how has been the behavior at the retailer level, how has been the inventory level, and more importantly, if you can highlight how has been the behavior at the ground level. That's my first question.
Sure. So you can say gold prices have risen by, I think, 60-70% in a year. But we as a manufacturer, Sky Gold, and already our clients have also started taking steps 1 year, 1.5 years back only when gold prices were rising by 15-20%. So they have moved to 18 karat, 9 karat. Again, 22 karat is a leader in the market because it's a favorite of South Indians and all the Indians market, 22 karat is a leader. But nowadays you can say we have produced 19-20% of 18 karat in this quarter, December quarter.
20%.
So 20%. So they are shifting the caratage, making the inventory lighter. So when the when Sky Gold you talk about, the Sky Gold is making very lighter inventory. Our ticket size is 55, 40 or 60,000. We are below 1 lakh rupees. 80% inventory is below 1 lakh and 20% inventory is 2 lakh, below 2 lakh. So there is a higher impact on the higher jewelry, which is Kundan Pulki and 5 lakh, 10 lakh, 15 lakhs inventory. But coming to the lighter segment, there is a very less impact because of the budget of the customers. So again, we have before four quarter only, we started by 3D Builders started reducing the lightweight. The inventory we were making in 10 grams, it is 8.5 grams. We were reduced by 15%, 3, 8 and 20%. So, your question is perfect. And in January month, it was in 10 days only, it rise very much. So for 5 to 10 days, it was very consumer footfall was impacted. But when the gold price decreased in 10 days and it corrected by 15%, now there is a very good rush in the showroom to buy the jewelry because it got cheaper by 15%. So store levels are also making the strategy of lightweight, 18 karat, 9 karat and maintaining the sales. And again, we are into the same boat. We are into lightweight jewelry, so we have very lesser impact. And we are on track. And at the retail level also, because faith level of consumer has gone up. You can see consumer has gained 5 to 6 times return in 6 to 7 years. So no product in the world gives a returns of 5 to 6 times in a 6 years or 7 years time. So where the customer faith levels are gone up, anytime jewelry is going to be buyed. It may be in 9K, maybe in 14K, it may be 18K, some of them will buy in 20K, 22K. So some 50% customer doesn't matter the budgets, and 50% customer buys in the budget. So we fit that by the inventory lighter and all. So craze of jewelry in India is numerous, and they will keep on buying. But the gold rates have come down currently by 50%. So it's very attractive rate for the customers, and the showroom level customers are good.
So basically what I wanted to check was, when there is such zigzag movement, do customers wait for another correction? How does they generally buy? I understand will be in touch with the retailers.
Yeah. So those who are buying bullion or ETF, they see the screen and wait for the correction or wait for more correction.
Okay.
But we're coming to the jewelry. This is about the gifting. This is about the occasion. This is of the marriage season, Diwali, Navratri, Akshay Tritiya, and it's about the buying of the lady buyer. So at the home, they when the rate is reasonable, jewelry is not about that it will be correct more, or whenever there is a need, they have to buy. If there is a gifting occasion, there is many Father's Day, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day comes, and on the occasion they have to buy the jewelry as per their budget. So it's a different market. ETF and bullion are buyed on the sentiment that it will correct more or it will go rise, whatever they assume. But on the jewelry market side, there is no reserve. Yeah.
Got it, sir. And sir, with the very strong wedding pipeline and Akshay Tritiya also coming in the first quarter, just wanted to check how's been the inventory at the retailer levels. Are the inventories at normal level? Have they stocked up higher? Just wanted to check that.
So retailer plan their inventory as per the stores, which where they are located, how is the square feet of the showroom, and they keep on maintaining the same budget of the inventory, same kgs of weight. And there is not reduce also, there is no increase also, because they have a plan that this showroom should hold 80 kg or 50 kg, whatever the size of the store. And whatever sales, they refill the jewelry.
Okay, got it. And sir, last one thing from my side. When I went through your presentation, I think actually I didn't find much around the gold metal loan. And when we brought Siddharth sir, one of his key agenda was also to increase GML. So just if you can throw some light on how's been the time.
Yeah, already we are using 80 crore of GML, and we have 150 crore of GML limit. Some of the bankers doesn't have limits, so they take time to give SBNC limit. And again, yeah, we agree that there is a slow process going on for GML. But sometimes when we have an order of a customer, GML, when we give the order of GML, they deliver us after 1 day or second, 3rd day. And in the market, we get it the same day from the banks. So we have to wait for 2 days to start the production. So we are going in the churn, and we have to adjust with the GM. And so sometimes there is no unavailability of the raw material. Sometimes it gives 3rd day. So whenever it is the same day, we are utilizing. Whenever it is not available, it is available on 3rd day, we have to go again to the normal limit. So it's taking time process because some availability issues are there. But we are fitting in that journey, and we are trying it harder. But I agree, we are going it very slowly process here.
So what will be the target over here? Next year, say FY27 and...
So we have a target of 350 crore or something in 3-4 quarters. But we are saying from last 2-3 quarters, we accept. But some banks have that, not have their products which we bankers hold. So they take time to give SBS to other bankers, and all the process are there. But again, we are targeting it to take in 3-4 quarters to 350 crore, 80% of the limit.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. I will fall back into queue for a follow-up.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Palash Kavale from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on the good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, what was the contribution from advanced gold in volume and revenue terms?
So 12% was for advanced gold in this quarter, and value maybe you can conclude to
and the advanced gold volume for the in terms of total sales, it was 11 crores. 11 crores per se, the total revenue for the advanced gold.
So making charges, we have got 11 crores.
Yeah, right, sir. Right. Got it.
So 12% was the volume. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that. And sir, my next question is on the vision to 2030 that you have given. So what kind of assumptions you are taking in terms of volume and gold prices, and are you going to add new product lines and customers, and how would export look like? So some color on these assumptions would be really helpful.
Yeah, so sure, we have taken many steps in last 4 to 6 quarters. You can see we have added Clyde, Aditya Villa, Reliance, Carrot Lane, and again in the subsidiary level, Tanish has came. So these clients are not that 1.5 years back. So they are all on advanced gold model. So we have opened office in Dubai, and we have onboarded D Damas, which is again a 67% holding of Damas Jewelry, and 67% of holding of Titan. So many clients already we have. Right now we are holding every client of India or international major top client of Dubai, Singapore, Malaysia, but not we are not into Europe and US market. So already we have onboarded clients. Again, product level we have launched 9 carat and 14 carat. Again, we have launched lab grown diamond jewelry 1 year back, 1.5 year back, studded jewelry we have already launched. Because of the fundraise we have done 2 times, so we were able to launch every category and growing in that. So we have taken every step for the product also. So now we are there in each and every product in the jewelry of gold jewelry or diamond jewelry or lab grown diamond, and we have each and every customer. So we have to just keep on growing our wallet share. So our sales are coming in, the existing wallet share is increasing, and new stores are coming. You can say 2,500 stores new coming of all the brands in 18 months. So we are expanding our sales in that also. So keeping in mind to 30-35% growth, we are giving this guidance. So from the existing client also, and again, some new clients are also adding. So our focus is totally on corporates like Malabar Gold, Kalyans, Joa Lucas, those are coming in listing, Senco, Thangamal, GRT Jewelry, Laita Jewelry, and again, SKT Bima Groups and all. And again, this corporate belt, Carrot Lane, Aditya Villa, Reliance and all. So we have introduced everything, every product in the customer. So first, this advanced gold business, we are concentrating much higher on that, because now we are in the stage that we can attract much advanced gold from this last client. And second is on export side. We have opened office in Dubai, and export is going to be at 20%, as this quarter it was at 10% or something, and we are expecting to go to 30%. Third is to the distributor level also, when the moments for store we can serve directly. So we are appointing a region-wide distributor model also, and that will also help us to achieve the growth.
So, sir, does this mean that distribution, that contribution in overall business could increase going forward?
So, right now it is 65-35. You can see year on year, we were a totally distributor model 12 years, 15 years back, and corporate business is growing up. So, the percentage of corporate is going up. So, you can see it will be, distributor also will be at 30-35% range, and corporate will be at 65-70%.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, what about the working capital? How is the working capital by the end of 9 months?
So the working capital days as of September was 66 days per se. We have improved by 3-4% on our overall working capital days.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's really helpful. And that's it from my side. All the best for upcoming quarters. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anushka Vora from Vimana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers, sir. My question was, what has been the 9-month CAPEX?
CAPEX of 9 months? In this 9 months, what is the CAPEX?
Yes.
So around it is 35 to 40 crore.
Excluding land.
35 to 40.
Excluding land.
Okay.
Excluding land.
Okay, 35 to 40 crores. And my other question was already answered by the previous person. But so in September, your working capital days were 66. and you have now improved by 3 to 4%, right? Can I get the split between receivables and inventory?
60. So we were at 66 days, now we are at 63 days.
Of
3 days we have improved, and we are expecting to go below 60 days because in the coming quarter you can see our advanced gold business is rising, and we are targeting it to go below 60 days.
And further export business.
Okay, so by FY26 end you would be at 60 days of working capital.
What are you asking?
By end of this year, you will be at below 60 days, right, of working capital?
Yeah, we are expecting to be below 60 days, and we are expecting to be near neutral cash flow, getting it to neutral cash flow.
So the focus at this point of time is to be cash flow neutral by March 26, and further to be cash flow positive in the upcoming financial year per se.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is on the line of Vaibhav Mishra from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the fabulous set of numbers. Sir, I have two questions. First question is regarding the impact of gold prices on our margins. Like recently, gold prices rose to 1.9 lakh and then they corrected to 1.5 lakh kind of number.
Correct.
So this type of fall, can this affect our margins in any way, or we are hedged to protect this kind of corrections in the gold prices?
Yeah, we are already hedged back to back, and we are not exposed to any rate risk, so we are not affected.
Another question will be
in terms of the gross margin, as I have informed in my earlier speech as well, that our gross margin has improved per se mainly on 3 factors. One is on the advanced gold business increase, and if we take FY24 as base, we have improved by 2.3%. And this increase is mainly on 3 counts per se. First is the impact of gold loss reduction by 1%. Then increase in the advanced gold business has led to improvement in the gross margin by around 0.6%. And further increase in the value added products like 18 KT business and the studded business, which has got better margins, have led to the overall improvement in the overall gross margin in 9 months of FY26 versus FY24.
Understood. And sir, the question would be regarding the volume growth that we are targeting for FY27. I think in Q3 we had 631 kg per month kind of rate. So how do you see that in FY27, say in Q4 of FY27?
We are now mainly focused on revenue, because there are many carat changes going on, 9 carat, 14 carat, 18 carat, mix of 20. Earlier we used to sell 22 carat only. So there will be a mix of volume and revenue. Approximately we are expecting to be 750 kg average, and the revenue guidance we have given 8,100 crore for the next year, and 750 kg on an average we are expecting mixed quarter. So focus is on 30-35% revenue growth after that.
So this will be this 750 kg kind of number is for Q4 of FY27, exact.
On an average, okay, total of all the 4th quarter we are telling, exit may be higher, but on the average of total of the year we are telling.
Alright. One last question, small question regarding the guidance for FY27 in the investor PPT. You have mentioned that PAT margins, you have mentioned around 4.25%, but I think in FY26, 9 months, we have already clocked 4.4% kind of PAT margin.
Correct.
So are we being conservative or is there any other reason for 4.25% mentioned for FY27?
We are just being conservative. We have given a guidance of 4.25 plus plus only, but we are just giving a conservative number on the PPT. 20% PAT will be converted to operating cash flow. So it will be on, I think, good part.
All right. Understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Smith Gala from RSPN Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So in the presentation as well as in your opening remarks, there was an aspiration to become a global jewelry manufacturer. And that implies that you will be entering into markets other than Middle East and Gulf going forward. As also, you have mentioned in the presentation, you are looking for EU, UK and US. So are there any plans in place or any time period we are targeting to enter that markets maybe 1 year, 2 years down the line?
Yeah, so we are focusing mostly to Southeast Asia and Middle East because we have opened office and already we are serving from last 4 years to Middle East, Singapore, Malaysia and Dubai. But again, in future, after 1.5 year or 1 year, we because opportunities are opened by our governments, so UN and Akash is there from that background, he has served Signet and on this Costco and Walmart and all. So it is very preparation period for them. So we will prepare 1.5 year, 1 year and we'll enter after 1.5 year to this market because this market needs very focused quality and concentration of the product and all. And Akash is very, I will give a chance to Akash to speak about this. Yeah.
Hi, sir. So just to give you a little bit of a gist that right now our groundwork is happening in terms of product development, in terms of merchandising, in terms of creating the correct mix to enter this market. As Mangesh Bhai rightly said, that once we are 100% prepared with our product line, with the entire team ready to get into other markets, with my experience in the past with Signet and different other corporates across the globe, we will be certainly looking out for entering those. Maybe from May 28-29 is what we should be targeting as of now. We have enough opportunity in the domestic market right now, which still has to be catered. So our first focus is definitely getting into the domestic market and, you know, freezing those opportunity first. Once we are done with that, then the next step is certainly what you mentioned.
So to answer you strictly, we will be focused mostly 80% on India because India is a huge market of 150 crore population. And 15-20% we can afford to other countries like UAE and Singapore and in future Europe or US. So we will be not going as aggressively for 30-40% or 50% exports because we majorly rely on India market 80%. So if there is any policy changes, we can help that sales to India.
Sure, that was very helpful. And any new markets as and when we are ready are always beneficiary. Secondly, to whatever guidance which we have taken for FY30 as well as FY27, and for FY26, 6,100 crores. What is the base gold rate which we have assumed for that guidance?
We have assumed 1.04 crores as the gold rate on a blended basis per se because the mix of
18, 9, 22, so 105, 110 is our rate taken approximately. So we are seeing that this quarter also 18 carat is sold much. So there will be average mix of rates and all.
So this is 1.05 or 1.1 lakh per 10 gram
rate,
is the base rate taken.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And are we on track to give the exit rate of 650 kgs for Q4?
Yeah, we already have done 630 kgs this quarter and we are on track on that.
Sure. Thank you. That's all from my side and congratulations. Best of luck for the future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jinani from MC Pro Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, so two questions. First is we are targeting 20% of the EBITDA as the operating cash flow. So, Is that understanding right? I mean, from the presentation. And secondly, sir, so dividend, we said that, you know, we are targeting FY27 to be a cash flow positive year. So what is the kind of dividend yield that you are targeting? I mean, what is the dividend payout ratio that you are targeting compared to the earnings for FY27? That is the first question.
So dividend amount will be very small amount, more from commitment perspective. So as we have discontinuing from April to take the salary, so dividend amount will be very small in the initial to 27 March year. We have lot of opportunity to grow, so that's why dividend will be very smaller part.
Okay. And so 20% of the EBITDA is being targeted as the operating cash flow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir.
It would be. Sorry, you were asking.
Yeah, yes. Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. So basically, we would be net debt-free by 2030, and between 2026 to 2030, on a sequential basis, we expect that the cash flow generation to increase, and we expect to reach 20% of OCF to PAT by 2029 or 2030, maybe.
No, sorry, I didn't get the 20%. So is it EBITDA to OCF or OCF to PAT? I mean, just a bit of clarification on that.
That is, the 20% that we are saying is OCF to EBITDA.
So basically, if 20% of the EBITDA will be the operating cash flow. That is the right answer.
That is what is our long-term vision, which we have outlined as Sky 3.0 vision statement.
That is by FY30. Okay. And sir, just a related question, I missed, probably. So working capital, what it is currently expected in FY26, and by FY30, what is the working capital target that we are planning?
So, basically, we are looking at sequential improvement in the working capital cycle, and that would be achieved by improvement in the profitability and by improvement in the working capital days. We expect that the overall working capital days should be less than 60 days going forward.
And sir, currently, what would be that number as of end of December? I'm sorry.
So as of September, it was around 66 days.
In December, it is 63 days.
December, it is 63 days.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks, and all the best.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Raj Saraf from Finvestors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and congratulations, first of all, for this great set of numbers. Can you please bifurcate your subsidiary, Star Mangalsutra, Sparkling Chain, and the recently acquired, I think, Ghana Gold contribution in this 631 kg volume per month?
Yeah. So basically, for the Star, it was for the Star and for the newly incorporated SRG, it was around 86 kgs. For Sparkling Chain, it was around 65, and for Speed, it was 51.
51. And sir, guidance for next year utilization out of our existing capacity, and any concrete plan we are having on expansion with fund availability, keeping our 2030 vision in view?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Yes.
Not very clear.
First of all, sir, the guidance for next year utilization of our existing capacity and any concrete plan with fund availability, keeping our 2030 vision in view.
Yeah, yeah. So, after rainy season, Diwali, Navratri, we are planning for the thing. We are into the planning phase and keeping the cash flow positive, as we guide for the PAT, we are expecting to create more profits from the every year we are giving the guidance, and that extra profit we will take to that factory part of 50 crore per year we need, and we what we have guided, we are like this year we have guided for 225 crore and already we have done 190 crore, so every year we are expecting some extra profits from all the subsidies and all, and that will help us to plan our vision for factory and all, and keeping mind the vision of 2030.
Okay, sir. With the calculation, sir, you might have done any calculation of achieving 18 to 19,000 crore revenue by FY 2030. How much working capital we need?
So basically, on the overall working capital, the target is to improve it and to move down below 60 days cycle per se, and the focus is to generate the cash flows and to improve on the overall cash flow generation and to improve on the OCF to EBITDA percentage year on year per se to reach 20% by 2030.
So why I'm asking this question is, sir, are we having any visibility of any further dilution in our equity base or any fundraise you are keeping anything?
So we are all nicely funded and we are guiding for cash flow. So we are not planning for any dilution
at this point of time.
Okay. Till 2030, we are not planning any dilution or any fundraise.
Yeah. So right now we are nicely funded, and again we are improving our working cycle. So the fund needed will be from the internal accruals only for the business we are doing right now.
Okay, and just confirm me, sir. You have taken this 18 to 19,000 crore revenue by keeping 18 karat gold in view at a rate of 1,05,000. Am I correct, sir?
So yeah, it's a mixed rate. 1,05,000, 10,000 is a mixed rate of 22, 18, 9 and 40.
Okay, so right now we are having more exposure to 18 karat or 22 karat, sir.
So 22 is the leader in market. You can see 80% jewelry sold in 22 karat in India. It was 100% earlier. So it get down to 80%, and now we are expecting that 22 will come down to 70% or something of India. And now we are at, 20% of 18 carat. Earlier we were at 4-5%, and 22 carat we were at 95%. Now it is 80%. So target will be much to grow 30-35% revenue growth, because carat is just like 9, 14, 18 and 22. All the mix we have to sell to the customers. If the gold price shoots up, then we will lower volume sales, then target will be 35% revenue growth. But if gold prices drop, then volume growth increases. So it's a vice versa.
Okay, and just the last question, if you please allow me, sir.
Yeah.
This recently concluded FTA with Europe and US. So this category will be duty-free, as I am just
speculating
by the news. So are we planning to explore those areas in Europe and US to have advantage?
Yeah, doors are opened for us, but we right now we don't have the design and the product that is needed in Europe and US, because from last 15-20 years we are focusing on India and 20% on UAE, Singapore, Malaysia, where the clients are Asian customers only, and the end consumer are also Asian. So the European customers and US customers, we have not made the product, but now we have got the new standards back only of both the countries. And in going future, it takes a time of one and a half year to plan and execute. Our doors are open for US and Europe market, but we'll not aggressively go there, because we have already opened Dubai office and we have taken orders of Titan, Tamas, Can Jewelry, and many clients are onboarded right now in the last 4 quarters. We have to serve them and increase the wallet share in them. So right now our focus is to increase the wallet share in the existing customer, last customer we have onboarded in India also, in Dubai and Singapore, Malaysia also. Main focus is in this country, and going for future, we will see if we are going to penetrate in that country, but we are positive about that.
Okay, so are we still trying to have Tanishka on board?
So already we have onboarded in our subsidiary Star Mangalsutra, and we are getting 50 kg
on an average advanced gold business from Titan, expecting good business in subsidiary from that.
From Tanishq, sir?
Tanishq Jewelry, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Best of luck.
In the interest of time, this will be the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you so much, my shareholders, investors, and my management team, and again, my brothers, Darshan and Nandan Bhai, who have supported this journey, and hoping to grow more in future. So thank you, all of you, the investors and shareholders of Sky Gold and Diamonds.
On behalf of Sky Gold and Diamonds Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.